Scientists at the University of Texas in Austin report a surprising discovery in the journal Nature, a discovery made with nothing more complicated than a tray of small bronze spheres and something to get them bouncing around. What they discovered is this: if you shake tiny objects at a certain frequency and look at them with the help of a stroboscope, you'll see shapes that resemble atomic structures. Shake them at another speed, you'll see shapes that resemble molecules, at another, crystals. Paul Umbenhauer was one of the trio of physicists who observed the unexpected phenomenon. He joins us now from member station KUT in Austin. And Paul Umbenhauer, can you begin by telling us what question you were actually trying to answer in this experiment?
The way we started on this study was I had read a paper discussing what's called the Brazil nut phenomena, and this is something that we're all familiar with in everyday life, and that's the tendency for, if you have a material that's made out of different size solids or solids of different density, they tend to separate when they're shaken up and down. So if you put big nuts and little nuts in a container and shake it, the big nuts come to the top. And we were trying to repeat that experiment in the lab using some glass beads, and we weren't too successful at that, but instead we found wave patterns in these shaken little piles of granular material.
Well, what is it? I mean, what is the force that is bringing little bits of bronze together in these configurations that resemble atoms or molecules?
Well, we understand on what would be called the microscopic level quite well how these individual particles move through space. They just follow Newton's laws that were derived 300-400 years ago. And what the larger picture, which you asked, is how do they organize themselves? We don't understand that. We know that the balls just interact by colliding with one another. And what we're trying to understand, and what we don't understand yet, is how their motions, which you would expect and what we see in, under certain conditions, are just random. The balls just bounce into each other and they don't form any large objects. What we're trying to understand is why that happens. But as of yet, we don't know why.
Now, for people out there with grains of sand or other small bits that they might want to, that they're now looking at and shaking, would they see this with the naked eye, or would they need the equipment you used?
No, actually, you could probably reproduce this at home with a little bit of ingenuity. That's the way we saw it originally. If you take a loudspeaker and put a dish on top of there and shake it up and down, from say 10 times a second to 100 times a second, you will see these patterns. And although they look a lot nicer when you use a stroboscope to see them, you should probably be able to see them without it.
Well, here you and your colleagues have staged this remarkably simple experiment. But to pursue it and to try to figure out what's at work in these granular objects assuming these shapes, can you still do it with a stroboscope and a speaker and a little tray, or now do you have to get into big science to pursue these questions further?
I think that we can still make a lot of progress working at this very simple level, which you've just described. There's lots of work still yet to be done. We plan to measure the attractive and repulsive forces quantitatively. And in addition, we're also proceeding with some studies where we're using the computer to simulate these patterns. So it's easy to put little balls into a computer and simulate their motion and reproduce these patterns. And when we have them on the computer, then we can measure all the different properties of the patterns that we'd like to, which might be hard to do in the granular material because it's opaque.
Well, Paul Umbenhauer, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Physicist Paul Umbenhauer, who with two colleagues studied vibrating bronze spheres at the University of Texas in Austin.